أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of my favorite ayat from Surah An-Najm, from the Quran in totality, is Ayah 43. It's where Allah says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. It is He, it is Divinity who makes human beings laugh. And He makes them cry. Now the crying, many have said, is the cries of joy, the crying of joy, or the crying when you hear the truth. Even tears of sadness, if that's what it means, are a means of growth, a means of being able to understand. The opposite, just as the Prophet said, تَعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَا بِأَجْدَادِهَا. You'll only understand something when you see its opposite. But I see in it compassion, because when we make somebody smile or laugh or cry tears of joy, then we are conduits of divinity, because our acts of kindness are, as Rumi says, they are wings of divine love which linger and continue to uplift others long after we've used them, or long after sharing them. The two attributes of Allah that we repeat all the time are Rahman and Rahim. The most kind, the most merciful. Look at it in whatever aspect. When we internalize them, that in essence is what love. Love is kindness and generosity. It is treating one another with respect and kindness. At the end of the day, that is what humanity is all about. And I remember reading somewhere that it was treating each other like you're carrying the other person's heart in your hand, like you've been entrusted with the most precious thing they have. Don't bruise it, don't break it, don't treat it carelessly. And more than anything else, honor it. Absolutely everything we do has an impact. The words, our actions, they have an amazing sort of power, even if it is to a stranger. We can either lift them up with a smile, and remember that was the shortest hadith of the Prophet, smile. We can either lift them up or we can hurt them really badly. We need to be able to make conscious choices here. And who better than to learn from than the Prophet? So I'm going to look at some of his practices that validated people, that gave them honor and respect. For example, he was always the first to do salam. He never withdrew his hand first, and he would say, when you shake somebody's hand, sins fall like the leaves of a tree. When he addressed people, he always addressed them with the title that they deserved, so he honored them. He loved children, and he would play with them in the streets, but when their fathers would come to pick them up, he would tell them, don't love your own in front of the orphans, wait till I have taken them home. He shortened his prayers if someone was sitting near him, waiting for him. If he didn't see anyone for 3 days, he would inquire after them, pray for their safe return if they were on a journey, and visit them if they were ill. Anas, who worked for Rasulullah, says, I served him for 9 years. He never asked me, why haven't you done such and such a thing? And he never found faults with me. And then one of my favorites. He was standing talking in the masjid of Medina, and a little girl was circling him. And then suddenly, she took something from his abaya, from his cloak, and she ran. The companions ran after her and brought her before the Prophet. And they said, she's taken something. And he smiled and he said, ask her. And she said, I was looking for a loose thread in your abaya, in your cloak. And I thought if I could take that loose thread and I would give it to my Baba, who's not very well, then maybe that will assist him to get well. And that's why I took it. The companions were in tears. The Prophet didn't say anything. That was his forbearance when she was circling him, when she was walking around him while he was talking. Ask any speaker that if they had somebody walking around them, they would definitely get distracted. He didn't. That was his forbearance. He raised his hands and said he would pray for her Baba, who incidentally did get well. So next time we interact with people, we could do that with compassion. I repeat again, it doesn't matter if we don't agree with them. We don't even have to understand them. But we've got to remember that we are carrying their hearts. And those hearts are so fragile. And it's the little things that matter. Letting someone go at a junction, waiting at a zebra crossing and smiling. It all makes a difference. Just by knowing that when I'm interacting with someone, I am holding their heart, even if it is for the briefest of moments. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be those who are the conduits who make other people smile and laugh. And even if you make them cry, they are the tears of joy. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ